Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on January 18 regarding Lewis, L-O-U-I-S, Mercogliano, M-E-R-C-O-G-L-I-A-N-A. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Mercogliano as described in my report of 11-3-17. Pretty is now a 69-year-old male who again describes he was injured at work on 6-30-16 when he was thrown to the floor by a patient. But as a result, he injured his left shoulder and went to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a rotator cuff tear, treated surgically on one occasion. Period. He does not recall when he completed his course of active treatment. Period. New paragraph. He received an order approving settlement on 5-9-18. In the amount of 20% of the left shoulder for lacerated biceps tear, comma, rotator cuff tear, comma, multiple labral tear, status post arthroscopic rotator cuff repair, comma, acromioplasty, comma, subacromial bursectomy, and release of coracoacromial ligament, comma, arthroscopic extensive glenohumeral debridement with debridement of anterior, inferior, and posterior tear. Period. He then applied for review of that award on 1-16-19. Period. The paragraph additional records show he was seen by Dr. Dwyer on 3-28-19 to establish need for treatment. Period. He noted the petitioner's course of treatment to date, including the fact Dr. Dwyer himself did surgery on 10-15-16. Period. Mr. Mercogliano was then discharged with maximum medical improvement on 6-8-17. Period. He denied any new injury or treatment, but was complaining of pain along the top of the shoulder, comma, into the bicep, comma, and a crunching and popping. Period. This had been intermittent since he was discharged. Period. He was currently working full duty. Period. On exam, passive forward flexion was 180 degrees. And active flexion was 180 degrees. Period. Active external rotation was 5 degrees on the right and 30 degrees on the left. Period. Internal rotation actively was symmetric. Period. Strength was excellent. Period. He had well-healed arthroscopy portals. Period. He had point tenderness at the AC joint, but there was no crepitus documented. Period. Dr. Dwyer wrote his exam today, showed evidence of a symptomatic acromioclavicular joint. Period. He had better range of motion on his left shoulder than the right. Period. The patient's left shoulder is far stronger than the right shoulder in all planes of motion. Period. But this bulbous obviously contradicts the fact that he had surgery on the left shoulder. Period. Dr. Dwyer recommended a left acromioclavicular joint injection and use of a lidoderm patch. Period. Mr. Mercogliano returned on 4-11-19 and accepted this cortisone injection. Period. His last visit was on 5-23-19. Period. He reported the injection gave him good relief for a couple of weeks. Period. He was still complaining of pain in the left shoulder and was working full duty. Period. Another corticosteroid injection was administered. Period. He was cleared to continue working regular duty and was discharged from care. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed decreased turgor of the skin bilaterally. Period. There were several abrasions and skin cancer removal scars bilaterally. Period. There was healed 2-inch scarring at the anterior right shoulder. And put this in bold. Although his covered injury is the left shoulder. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Shoulders normal. Extremities lower normal. Cervical normal. Thoracic normal. Lumbosacral. Delete the supine straight leg raising maneuvers. Otherwise, this is the normal section. Impressions on 6/30/16. Lewis McCurgliano was injured while at work. As marked in my prior impressions section, period. Since evaluated, he received an order approving settlement on 5/9/18. Pretty then reopened his claim. Pretty returned to the orthopedic care of Dr. Dwyer, who thought he had a symptomatic AC joint. Pretty, two corticosteroid injections were administered to the shoulder. Period. New paragraph, the current exam, found there to be full range of motion in both shoulders. Period, there was decreased skin turgor bilaterally. Period, there were healed portal scars about the left shoulder and an open longitudinal scar about the right shoulder. Period, provocative maneuvers about the shoulder were negative. Period. New paragraph, my opinions regarding permanency and causation will be inserted from the marked portion of page 6 and 7 of my prior report. Period. End.